Okay, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, 8 lines from the top of the page. Okay, the Mishnah was again talking about the various people that has the Knas or the Pitui, okay? And last time we were learning about the Arayis and the Shniyis, you know, the various different people. And the Mishnah also said a din, Hamama'enes, okay, a girl that does Miyun, Ein lo Knas v'le Pitui. There's no Knas v'le Pitui. What is a Mama'enes, like we learned last time we mentioned? A girl who was orphaned. Like this, if a girl has a father, the father is allowed to marry off biblically. She's a full-fledged married woman. She needs a get and everything. Okay? If she's orphaned, so the mothers or the brothers have the right to marry her off. But it's not a real full-fledged kedushin. And therefore, when she becomes bat mitzvah, she has a right to refuse. That's what miyun means. Miyun means to refuse. And therefore, she refuses. So what happens, what the Mishnah says, is this girl that did miyun, okay, and then somebody seduces her or rapes her, God forbid, or whatever it is, right? So the thing is, there's no kenas and pitui. Why isn't there kenas and pitui? Because normally, kenas and pitui is for making a girl if you did it to a virgin girl. The Torah speaks about nara psula. This girl, because she was married, granted by her sister, by her mother and brothers, but she was married. So obviously she's not a virgin. If she's not a virgin, there's no knas and no pitui. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara asks, but are you telling me, haktana ba'alma isla, but a normal girl under bas mitzvah, okay, does get knas? In other words, like this. The fact...
Excuse me, you say
36A1? Right. Now, why do we say this girl doesn't have a knas, right? Or pitui? Because the fact that she was married, so obviously she's not a virgin. Which implies that any other girl who wasn't married, but under bas mitzvah, if somebody rapes her, seduces her, there is knas. Because what the Mishnah says, the girl who was married and then refused the marriage, she doesn't get knas because she's not a virgin. Which implies any girl under bas mitzvah who is a virgin and she's seduced, so there is knas. So the Gemara says, Mani, who does his golek, Rabbanin, he, according to the Chachamim, who say, it was the Braisa before, that Chachamim and Rameir argue if a ketana has knas or not. According to Rameir, only a girl 12 has knas. The Chachamim hold even a ketana under bas mitzvah, there's also knas. So the fact that our Mishnah says a girl that had miyun doesn't get knas because she was married, she's not a virgin, which means any girl under bas mitzvah that wasn't married would, like, so obviously it goes according to the Chachamim, right? But the Gemara's problem is, a masefa, look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is a problem for that. Why? It says, islandness, ain't no knas v'le pitui. A girl that's an islandness. Remember we said that islandness is a girl that has signs of a zachar. She has a thick voice and she can't give birth and therefore she's called islandness. I like a ram. She's sterile. She can't give birth. And there's a different types of, like,
Did
you left off last time? No, so it says, no, we learned it in the Mishnah, by the way. Where is this? Okay, so anyway, it says like this. So an islandess also doesn't have knas and pitui. Now it's interesting. A normal girl has ktana, Naira and Begeris. Right? This girl, it says in this, it's all the way in the first Mishnah, all the way back in the first Mishnah of the Paddock, it says like this. Later. 1 second. Let's find this, the Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah. One second, one. This is very strange. Where's this Mishnah? The last Mishnah that we learned. Okay, you know, I'm looking for Mishnah. It's a Braisa. The Gemara brought down this Braisa before, okay? It says that the islandess has no knas. We discussed what's the definition of an islandess. Okay? Now, an islandess goes straight. An islandess goes straight from being a ktana to a begeris.
Is that similar to
Abraginus? No. Islandess is a girl.
Hermaphrodite.
One second. You know, even here, they don't have a word for it in English. Huh?
Hermaphrodite.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. Non-specific
genitalia.
Hermaphrodite.
No. You know what? I'm looking all the way back. We just had it. Okay. An islandess. Let me tell you how he defines it exactly here. An islandess. Woman who does not develop the physical signs of an nidah, two pubic hairs, is a signal of physical maturity, and exhibits certain male characteristics, including an undeveloped reproductive system. Therefore, comes with ayol, a male sheep, because she is like a male that she cannot bear children. Okay? This girl, because she, normally when a girl has two pubic hairs with the semen for being an adult. So that's at the age of 12. Then she's a nidah. And from nidah, she goes to begeris at 12 to 12 and a half, right? But because this girl never develops pubic hair, so then she's a minor until 20. Once she hits 20, she becomes a full-fledged adult. Because then obviously there's a proof that she's an islandess. Correct? Now, an islandess go straight from being a ktana to a gdola. Okay? So now, it says, islandess ain't no knas vele pitri. An islandess doesn't have a knas. That means because she's a ktana. That means a ktana doesn't get knas. So the first case of the Mishnah says that a mama enes, a girl who refuses, doesn't have knas because she was married. Which means a regular girl under bat mitzvah that was not married, there is knas. There is the fine. Right? Which goes according to the chachamim, that hold the ktana has knas. But the Gemara said, but the end of the Mishnah says, and the Braisa, I mean, an islandess doesn't have knas, but she's a ktana. So why isn't there knas? That goes according to the Amar Rameir, the Amar Ktana ain't lo knas, because Rameir said before, ktana, a girl under bat mitzvah, doesn't have a fine, but maktanusa yotzei lebeged, because she goes straight from katan to beged. She's never an idol.
Even she's narrow, sorry, when it's a gedola, still we call it islandess, or we don't call her anymore?
She's still an islandess, because she can't give birth.
Maybe we're talking about when she's not ketana, we're talking about when she's gedola.
Yeah, but then why isn't there knas? It means, though, an islandess in that stage. But she goes straight from ktana to begedis, right? She never enters nida. She's not entitled to the fine. Because normally a fine is only on a nida, not on a begedis. The fine is only on a girl of 12 to 12 and a half. And according to the Chachamim, also a girl under bas mitzvah. But her mayor holds a girl under bas mitzvah doesn't have a fine, right? So therefore, islandess also doesn't have a fine. But according to the Chachamim, an islandess should get a fine because she's a ktana.
Fine for violating?
Violating her. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanim is safer than Meir. That doesn't make sense. The first half of the Braisa that says, a ma'enes doesn't have knas, which means a regular ktana does. Right? That goes according to the Chacham. And the end of the Braisa that says an islandess doesn't have a knas goes according to the mayor. So in the same case, the same law, half is Rabban and half of the mayor, that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe you can learn like this. V'chi teimar kula rameir. Maybe it's all rameir. That a ktana has no knas. Okay? And that's why an islandess has no knas because she's a ketana. She's under bas mitzvah. Why is the first half of the braisa saying a ma'enes doesn't have knas, but a ketana would? Because the ma'enes sava lo k'Rabbi Yehuda holds a k'Rabbi Yehuda that even a naira can refuse. Meaning like this. At what age can this girl of miyun do miyun? Miyun is a girl that's married off by the father and brothers, an orphan. Uh-huh. I mean, by the brother and mother. They have a right to marry off this orphan girl. But she could do miyun. When she reaches the age of adulthood, she can refuse it. Nullify. Just verbally saying, I don't want. Now, according to the Chachamim, she has to do it before she reaches the age of 12. Once she naira, she cannot do miyun anymore. Rabbi Yehuda holds, in a different argument, that a girl 12 to 12 and a half could also do miyun. Yeah, after 12 and a half, for sure it's too late. Because then she lived with him as an adult. I mean, she agreed to it. But Chachamim hold, once she hits 12 and she lived with her husband, that means she did it willingly. Right? So then she can't refuse. Then it becomes a biblical wedding. But according to the Beudah, she could still do it until 12 and a half. Right? So therefore, when the Mishnah says, Mama Anis, Ein lo knas, like we're soon going to see, okay, that even a naira can have the refusal, and therefore we're not forced to say that it refers to a minor when a ma'ana say in lo knas. We say that even when she's a naira, she can have knas if she was married, but if she wasn't married, from 12 to 12 and a half could have a knas. Okay, that's what the Gemara, let's clarify this very simple. It's very simple, Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out Mama Enes, okay, because she was married, has no knas. That means if somebody seduces or rapes or whatever, there's no fine, because she's not a virgin. Now, Mama Enes means she already refused the guy. She's not married anymore. Right? And then somebody, in that half a year, seduces or rapes her.
Violates.
So there's no, violates her, good word, violates her, there's no knas. Why? Because violating knas is only for a virgin. She's not a virgin. She was married. She was married to this guy. The mother and brothers married her off. Right? So she's not a virgin. She was married. Right? So the Mishnah says there's no knas. So the Gemara derived from there that because miyun has to take place before she's bas mitzvah, so therefore if we're saying a ma'enes has no knas, that means a regular minor does have knas, right? Which obviously goes according to the Chachamim's opinion, who hold that a ketana has knas, not the grammar that says a ketana doesn't have knas, right? Which is a problem. So Gemara says, no. You know what? Why mema'enes ain't no knas? What we are excluding? Not a girl under bas mitzvah. A girl under bas mitzvah, there's also no knas. What are we excluding when the Mishnah says Mama Anis has no knas, meaning a regular girl does? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, she could do miyun until 12 and a half. So the Mishnah, the Braisa is saying, it's like this. From 12 to 12 and a half, a girl who was not married gets a fine if she's violated. But if she had miyun, because she was married, she doesn't get a knas.
If she was not a virgin, she does not get a virgin.
Let's correct.
Just generalize. If she was not a virgin, however, what if she was raped? She's not entitled to anything, even if she was not.
There are other dinim involved. We're talking about this unique din. So in other words, like this. The Braisa itself seems to contradict itself. The top half of the Braisa says, a girl that had miyun does not get knas. There's no knas fine if she was violated. Why? Because she was married. Okay? Which implies, now when does miyun take place? Miyun takes place when she's still a minor. right before she becomes an adult, right? She could refuse. Anytime she's not an adult, she could refuse. She could do it at 10, 11, 12, whatever. Okay? Now, the fact that the Braises says like this, a girl who did a miyun, meaning she was married off by her mother or brothers, and she refused the guy, and later this girl is violated, right? So there's no fine. Why not? Because she was married. Correct? Because she's not a virgin. Which implies a girl that didn't have miyun, meaning a girl that wasn't married, there is a fine. Now, the Gemara thought initially, which girl is miyun excluding a minor? And a regular minor, there is a knas, right? Which will go according to the Chacham's opinion, that if you violate a minor, there's a knas. The problem with that is the second half of the braisa has to go according to the mayor, with the islander story. So Gemara answers no. It goes, the whole braisa goes according to the mayor. What is miyun excluding that? This girl that had miyun has no knas, which means a regular girl does, because it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that a girl could do miyun until 12 and a half. Right? Based on that, you know what the mission is excluding the braisa when it says miyun? A girl that wasn't married between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, which is a naira, she does get knas for being violated. So it doesn't talk about a minor. See, if you're like the Chachamim, that a girl can only refuse up to bas mitzvah, up to 12, then we must be talking about the opposite would be a girl under bas mitzvah. But if you hold a girl could do miyun until 12 and a half, right? And therefore, what are we excluding? A girl that didn't have miyun, meaning a girl between 12 and a half, 12 and 12 and a half would get a fine if she was violated. So there wouldn't be a contradiction of the beginning and end. So the whole braisa goes according to that mayor, who holds that a girl under bas mitzvah never gets a fine if she's violated. Doesn't. And therefore it makes sense what the braisa says at the end, an islandess doesn't get a fine because she's always a minor. And from a minor, she goes straight to Begeres, to the adult, and the adult has no fine for violating. It's only a naira, between 12 and 12 and a half. Right? And therefore, the beginning of the braisa now makes sense, because when it says, a girl that had miyun, the refusal, doesn't get a fine, which means another girl would, what other girl are we talking about? A girl between 12 and 12 and a half that wasn't married. Never married. So somebody violates her, then there is a knas.
The first part of the right, Hamimanet and La Knas, doesn't have a knas. He's talking about the 12, or 12 and 12 and a half.
According to this opinion, well, it depends now, between 12 and 12 and a half. But according to the initial understanding of the Gemara, it was only Ma'anis has no knas, but a girl under bas mitzvah does. Which is obviously the Chacham's opinion, not Reb Meir. The problem is the second part of the braisa has to go according to Reb Meir. So how do you reconcile one law is Chachamim, one law is Reb Meir? It doesn't make sense. So therefore the Gemara answers, no, the whole thing is Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Meir says a ketana has no fine, and miyun would imply that a ketana does. He says, no, we're talking about Reb Yehuda's opinion that says a girl can have miyun until 12 and a half. And therefore between 12 and 12 and a half, this is what the braisa is saying. A girl who is married between 12 and 12 and a half, and then she refused the marriage, right? She doesn't have a fine. But a girl between 12 and 12 and a half that wasn't married, and she was violated, then there is a fine. That's what the Gemara is learning it now.
And the Seifa, I say the same, yeah?
Huh?
Seifa, I say the same. Eilon, it is the same.
Right, right.
And the Rav Meir derived all this information from the Torah?
Yep. Yep.
So I'm not reading the Torah from it.
That's true. You don't read it like Reb Meir did, that's for sure. But the Gemara is going to say you can't say that, though. This is what the Gemara thinks now you can answer, but what?
A girl who's a psula and she's above 12 and a half, so there's no knas.
There's no knas. The Torah says naira psula. The Torah says clearly a naira, 12 to 12 and a half.
Do you think when the Mashiach arrives, this
for sure. All everything's going back to what it was.
Really?
Did you tell him Mashiach?
Sacrifices in the temple with Peter demonstrating.
No.
Did you tell him Peter? Didn't you tell him Mashiach's here already?
They don't know. They have
he's one of yours.
Yeah. Okay. So Gemara says, but me Savali can't hold that.
Mashiach's here. Yeah, exactly
what he says. But Tanya, we learned that in Braisim. Admar say a bas mema enes. Because what do you want to say now? That mayor holds like Rabbi Yehuda that she can refuse until 12 and a half. But the Gemara is going to quote a braisa that Rameir says she can only refuse until 12. The whole basis of the answer is that Rameir will hold like Rabbi Yehuda that she could refuse to 12 and a half. But the Gemara says it's not true. But Tanya says in the braisa, Admar say a bas mema enes. For until when can a girl refuse? Achatavi stay silent until she brings two pubic hairs, meaning 12. Devrei Rameir. And the Yehuda says that she year b'shachar al 11, but the Yehuda basically holds until she's 12 and a half. Okay, so basically, again, the problem is how could it be? Okay, so my answer is a different answer. Ela Rabbi Yehudahi. The whole price according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a nida, a girl 12 to 12 and a half could refuse. Right? The second half of the price about islander seems to imply that a ktana has no knas. So he says, in that respect, b'ktana sovelo krabmeir. That he not, he also krabmeir. That a ktana has no knas. Meaning like this. There's a bunch of different arguments over here. Okay? First, there's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, right? How long, until what age can a girl refuse? 12 or 12 and a half. Rabbi Yehuda holds 12 and a half, Rabbi Meir holds 12. That's one argument. Then there's another argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. If a girl is a ktana under 12, if she's violated, is a knas or not? Chacham say there is. Rameir says there isn't. Okay? So the Gemara is answering now, really, Ma'anes goes, the first half goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That says, Miyun has no knas, because she was married already. But what does between 12 and 12 and a half? Okay, then there is a knas. But the second half of the braisa says, an islandess has no knas because she goes straight from minor to begeris, to major. In that tribute, the holds a krab meir that the ktana has no fine. So Buda argues with Rab Meir about Mema'enes, how long she could refuse for. And the second din about islandess that implies that a ktana has no knas, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Meir, not like the Chachamim, that a ktana has a fine. He holds a Rabbi Yehuda that a ktana doesn't have a fine. He holds a Rabbi Yehuda holds a Rabbi Meir that a ktana doesn't have a fine. Okay, so now the Gemara is so far reconciled the first half of the Braisa and the second half of the Braisa, that seemingly are contradictory. Okay, and you can't say one opinion is Rameh and one opinion is a Chachamim or a Chachamim Rameh because it doesn't make sense. You can have one law, half of it is according to one opinion, half of it is according to another opinion, who argue, it doesn't make sense. Right? So first the Gemara says the whole thing goes according to Rameh. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Rameh holds that she could only do Miyun until 12, not till 12 and a half. Right? So the Gemara answers the whole Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? A girl can do Miyun, she could do refusal, until 12 and a half. Okay? Therefore, when we say a refused girl, a girl who did refusal, has no knas, which implies somebody else does, that's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. if a girl that wasn't married and therefore didn't refuse, whatever, and she was violated between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, there is a fine over there. What about a minor girl? Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Meir, that a ketana has no knas. Therefore, the last half of the braisa that says an islandess doesn't get knas, because an islandess is going straight from major, minor, to begetis, to major, right? So according to that, he holds that there's no fine. That's why an islandess doesn't have a fine.
So a girl 12 years and younger who gets violated does not get a
fine? Up to 12.
Does not get a fine?
No.
Really?
Now according to the mayor, the chacham hold, yeah, but no.
So you can go ahead and violate a girl that's under the age of
12? You're not talking about you could. It's a sin.
Oh.
It's a terrible sin.
Right.
We're just talking about, is there a fine of X amount of money that the Torah subscribes that you have to pay? We're not talking about you're allowed to do it. You get punished for doing it.
Right.
By the way, if somebody rapes a girl, there are damages that he has to pay. There's pain for rape, plus monetary, that she's not a virgin anymore. There are damages they have to pay.
Right, right.
But this is a unique fine of 50 shekels that you have to pay to the girl's father. So the Gemara is discussing, does that girl, if somebody violates her, do they have to pay that fine? That's the question of the law. Doesn't mean you go around violating whoever you want. No, no.
And there's no logic. This is like you said, it's a halakha.
This is what the Torah says.
All those extra fines. This is an addition to all
the other ones are not fine. The other ones are punitive.
Punitive damages.
Monetary damages.
Correct. And 50 shekels at the time was a substantial amount
of
money.
Yeah.
You live on it for a year.
It was the amount of Iksuba. Or, no, not, part of Iksuba. What?
The Gemara doesn't want it to write according to Chachamim, only to write according to Rabbi Meir, Reisha, and Sefa.
Because the Chachamim, no. Because we don't find a chum talking about that din. So who do we find talking? In fact, the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara said, "Misavla, how can you say that?" This Mishnah it says a minor is not entitled to a fine. Is Divrei Rav Meir, right? There's a Mishnah that says that a girl under bat mitzvah doesn't have a fine. And who? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, who says it? Rav Meir. But it could be just said Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir. So it should say, v'misa, zu divrei Rav Meir, v'Rav Yehuda mi boili. It's not in Rav Meir's opinion. If you're saying Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Meir, that a girl under bat mitzvah has no fine, so why does it say this is Rav Meir's opinion? It's Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda's opinion. So he says like this, okay, this Tana holds like Rav Meir b'chada upligle b'chada. It says like this. It's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Yehuda. It's a different guy. In one din he holds like Rav Meir, in one din he holds like Rav Yehuda. Okay? So therefore it's a third opinion. It's not Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. It's a third opinion. In other words, he holds Mama'anes. You could do it until 12 and a half like Rav Yehuda. Right? And he holds a Ketana has no fine. The Gemara just said, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, you can't say it because they don't say that. So Gemara says, there's another guy, whoever he is, we don't know, nameless. In one din he holds like Rav Yehuda, that you could do miyun until 12 and a half. Therefore it says, a miyun has no knas, meaning but 12 to 12 and a half does have a knas. And the second half that says, islandess has no knas, because he holds, like Rav Meir, that a girl doesn't have knas.
Why do we say this? Why do we have to say this? That there is no...
Because who's the braisa going into? You can't have half Chachom, half Rav Meir, or half Rav Yehuda, half Rav Meir.
No, like Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. What was the problem with them?
Because if Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Meir, why does Rav Yehuda and Rav say it's only Rav Meir's opinion, it's Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda's opinion?
What?
The fact that Rav didn't say that means he holds only Rav Meir says, not Rav Yehuda. And he was saying that Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir. Obviously, Rav doesn't agree with that. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, this braisa that says a girl who does miyun does not have a knas is speaking a girl that was up to 12 and a half could refuse. But because she was married, she's not a virgin. Therefore, there's no knas. But a girl from 12 to 12 and a half, who was not married, and you violate her, there is a knas. And the second half of the Braise said, the islands, meaning a ktana, has no knas. That's according to the mayor's opinion. But whoever this ktana is, calls it a mayor. And he, in other words, he holds a Krameir in one argument, he holds a Krabiuda in another argument, and put the two together, that's his opinion in this price.
This island, she can get married, or she's a woman?
She can get married, she can't have kids.
So
it says in Halacha, a guy shouldn't marry such a girl, because she can't have kids, he has a mitzvah. Unless, it says if he already has kids, he was yet already pru or vu, so then he can marry her. Huh? No, but if you use the item, it's already whatever.
Oh, she has a woman, like organ, like a woman, but only the voice is different.
Reproductive organs don't work like a woman. She can't have kids.
Yeah, at the age of 12, you have to have pubic hair.
That's what defines an adult for a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
The assumption is it's at the age of 12 and 13, respectfully, a girl and a boy.
So above 12 and a half, if it's rape or seduction,
so
are there any damages in there at that point?
No.
I don't know.
Well,
there should be.
There's other damages, but not the knas of 50.
Not the knas. So well, rape, they're assuming that so after rape, the age damages. Of
20, let me ask you a question. If somebody beats up somebody.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So there's five damages.
Right.
One of them is tzar, right. Pain. One of them is shame. One is doctor bills, correct?
Right.
Okay, now, a virgin girl on the market is worth more than a non-virgin girl. Okay, because people want to marry a virgin, therefore the psula of the ksuba of a virgin is more than the psula ksuba of a non-virgin. Okay, now, if somebody comes along, God forbid, and rapes a 15-year-old, 16, whatever the age is, yeah, adult, I mean, over 12, yeah? Over 12 and a half. There's damages to pay. He hurt her. It was painful. Right? She might need a doctor. Her value goes down. There's embarrassment. You know, raping somebody, God forbid, is not any less than beating somebody up. I know it's worse. I mean, it's worse morally. But I'm saying, financially, there's these damages that you incurred in it. Here we're talking about the fine. There's a fine. It doesn't matter how much the girl was worth from a prominent family where the embarrassment is more, or from a non-prominent family where the embarrassment is less. You know what I mean? When the Torah says a fine, I'll give you an example. The Torah says if somebody kills an Eved, they have to pay 30 shekels to the master. Right? You have to pay the master 30 shekels. So that's a fine. Why? Because the Eved could be worth five shekel. It could be worth a million shekel. Torah says you set amount 30. And that's the difference, by the way, between monetary damages or knas. Monetary damages vary. How much you damage? Well, you know, even pain. It could be different people have a different pain tolerance or how much they're willing to pay for pain, whatever, right? A knas, the difference between knas, both are money, but knas is not a monetary point. It's across the board. And therefore, any time where something is equal by all people, it's called knas. For instance, you steal, you pay double, right? You slaughter or sell the animal, we learn four or five times the amount, correct? Now, that's across the board. Double is equal. Whether it's $100, you pay double. If it's $1,000, you pay double. So kefel, double, if you steal, is a fine. Shechting, if it's a shor, five times the amount, a sheep, four times the amount, five and four times the amount, right? So that's again a fine because it's a set amount. Correct? You kill an Eved, it doesn't matter how much the slave was worth, it's 30 shekels. That's a knas.
There is no reason for it.
whatever the reason is, but it's a set amount. What's the difference, halachically, between knas and mammon? Humanitary damages and a fine. There's a few differences. The two major differences are knas, fines, can only be judged by rabbis in Eretz Yisrael who have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, ish mi pi ish. Not today's piece of paper. The worthless piece of paper. Dogs that the Moshe Rabbeinu actually put his hands on the person and his disciple did it and they did, you know, to their disciples. It was a power that the Torah gave him. It only had to be in Eretz Yisrael. You were not allowed to judge Knossos in Chutzlars. The Gemara tells the story, Rav Nachman collected a Knas, Rav Nachman in Bavel, and who said to him, Rabbi, Rav Nachman, Knossos come out with Bavel, you're collecting fines in Bavel? What do you, can't collect fines in Bavel. Okay? That's issue number one. Main din also number two, the difference halachically between fines and monetary damages. If you come to Beis Din before witnesses come to testify against you, and you admit what you did, you don't pay the fine. But monetary damages you do. Modeh b'knas, potur. Meaning, if a guy steals something, right, so he has to pay double. What happens, so if he's caught, witnesses come testify the guy stole, so he has to pay double. What happens if before he's caught, the guy runs to Beis Din and says, I stole. So Beis Din says, okay, you don't have to pay the fine. If a guy comes to Beis Din that he seduced or violated the girl before Adam come, he doesn't have to pay. If a guy comes and kills an Eved, and before he's caught, he runs to Beis Din and says, Beis Din, I killed the Eved. So again, damages he has to pay. He damaged somebody's property. Right? You damage somebody's an Eved is somebody's property. But you don't pay the fine. So may the biknas is potter. But if I break your window, I come to Beis Din, I broke the guy's window, you still have to pay.
But
it's not gonna monetary value. Monetary value.
I
you
think
have to.
The fact of the matter is, perhaps, what they're referring to, that the girl from the age of 12 and 12 and a half probably is not aware of the circumstances, or could be a mutual agreement between the male and the female. When above the age of 12 and a half, then there's.
We'll see later in the Gemara. It doesn't necessarily work like that. There's a certain, we're going to see that, not today obviously, but the Gemara later discusses, remember we learned that a guy marries a girl and then he says she wasn't a virgin and he says she committed adultery after the Kedushin, between the Kedushin and the marriage, right? She has to get stoned. So it says, a begetus, meaning over 12 and a half, there's no tainus psulim. The husband can't come and say, oh, she's not a virgin. Why not? Because the maturity of the body, and we'll see later in the Gemara, I mean, we'll explain it in the Gemara, that the body of a girl over 12 and a half, because she's growing, so the hymen, the psulim, stretches on its own, and it's not necessarily going to be bleeding. That's what the Gemara says. And that's the fact, by the way. Yeah. Even today, a girl's a virgin. Yeah? I mean, you know, taka virgin, not to say they are and they're not. But a girl's a virgin, and you don't always have blood. That's the fact. Because that's what the Gemara says. A begetus over 12 and a half doesn't always have blood. So the husband can't come and say, oh, she committed adultery because there's no bleeding. There's no bleeding because the physical body changed it.
Oh my goodness. When is this Tana claim? It's only for her.
What?
That she's not Betula.
12 to 12 and a half?
That's it, yeah?
Yeah. Or under?
Under.
Over 3, though.
Wow.
Under 3, the Gemara says, if somebody is intimate with a 2-year-old, the virginity comes back. So l'sel chayzres. That we learned in the Gemara. You could say it happened. You can have this a lot of these. if a girl, okay, I'm going to get too descriptive, a girl who goes horseback riding could lose her virginity just riding the horse. Because the movements, or a girl that uses tampons, let's say, things like that, she could not necessarily be a virgin. I mean, halachically, she's a virgin. She didn't live with anybody. But I'm saying, she's not going to have the hymenal bleeding and all that stuff, because up it in, it's not there.
I mean, barren hearing is not.
Okay.
In the Ketubah, when it says Betula, so it doesn't mean anything.
No, Psula officially means she was never with a man.
Oh, doesn't mean that?
You know, this is why Hashem is so angry at us. Look at society nowadays. No, really. They encourage women to have intercourse before
right.
marriage.
Correct. Yeah.
They encourage girls to have intercourse.
Okay.
I have friends who say they don't want to marry a virgin.
Okay. Okay. Let's not get to see that you're embarrassing. But no, I mean, see, this is no, but this is the difference that's a baguette. So there's a physical, biological change in the woman's body after baguettes. Okay, so then it's not the same thing. And a hanami, but today again, you can't come after a chasan and say she wasn't a virgin. There was no bleeding. That doesn't mean anything today. And I'm saying she especially if she's over 12 and a half. Now, obviously, the older she gets, the more it dissolves. Understand?
But we had it before, like men in Gemara.
Time of the Gemara? No, even the Gemara says begetish. We're going to see on the next page. No, Tainus Besulim.
Tainus Besulim. We had before, many years ago.
What?
Tainus Besulim.
Yeah, the Gemara talks about
it. Not after 2.5.
Yeah. But the Gemara says begetish doesn't have Tainus Besulim. We're going to see that in the next, again from a Bryce that the Gemara quoted. Okay.